Lonzo Ball joins us on Sports Byline. Second overall pick in the 2017 NBA draft by the Lakers after playing a season at UCLA. And as a high school senior, he was awarded multiple National High School Player of the Year awards, and he led his team to an undefeated record. And as well, they won a national championship. And in his one season at UCLA, he led the nation in assists and broke the UCLA record for most assists in a season, and he also won the Wayman Tisdale Award as the top freshman in the nation. And he started playing basketball when he was just 2 years old, and he signed a four-year rookie-scale contract with the Lakers. Lonzo, first of all, how would you describe your basketball game?
I just put the team first. I just do whatever I can, you know, on the court to help my team win, whether that's, you know, passing, shooting, defending, whatever I can to help the team win.
Is that a sense that you have of a game? I mean, how does a game unravel to you when you're playing the game? What do you look for? What are the signs that tell you what type of game it's going to be?
Yeah, I try to let the game come to me. You know, I try not to force anything. I try to make the right play every time I can, and just go from there.
You know, one of the things that Michael Jordan said to me one time is that he understood that he had to break down the game to the point that he understood what was happening from moment to moment. Do you know what he was talking about?
For sure. I mean, if you don't know what's going on, how are you going to know what you're supposed to be doing? I mean, once you have, you know, the IQ down, you know, basketball comes, it's a pretty easy game.
Yeah, what he was saying as he went on to me was the fact he knew who had the hot hand that night. He knew what he had to do in the game, maybe dive for a ball, maybe more rebounding, or maybe more assists. Do you look at the game the same way?
Yeah, every game is different. You know, not everybody got the same dude's going to be hot every night. You know, your shot that you usually make aren't going to go in every single night. So you just got to adjust, like I said, let the game come to you, and just have a good feel for it and go on from there.
How long does it take you to get a feel for what the game is going to be like?
I like to use the first quarter. You know, first quarter, you get a pretty, you know, set tone of what's going on.
I know both your parents were basketball players. Tell me a little bit about them from a basketball standpoint.
Yeah, my dad played in college, and likewise, so did my mom. So that's where they met, at Cal State LA, and they both play basketball. So they've been playing for a while, and, you know, my dad pretty much showed me everything I know.
Yeah, and the three of you with your two brothers, Angelo and Mello, you know, you've been playing, and I know it, as I said in the introduction, you've been playing since you were 2 years old. Tell me what that was like at that time. What did you work on? What was it like when you were young playing basketball?
I started playing organized basketball at six, and I just remember my dad, you know, telling me to shoot on top of my head as fast as possible and to dribble, you know, without traveling. Those were the two main things. We had a bunch of kids just, you know, running around with the ball, but he always wanted me to dribble. So those were definitely the two main points.
How hard was it for you to be so talented at such a young age, maybe playing with other players who weren't certainly as talented as you were? How did you be able to develop your game, but maybe dealing with players that were not as superior as you are?
Yeah, my dad always had me play up. So, you know, I was pretty equal to the people I played with. So I remember I was in first grade playing as like fifth and sixth graders. So it was always pretty even, because my dad always had me play, you know, higher than everybody else.
One of the things I know, Lonzo, is the playground game is always kind of interesting. I've talked to a lot of players, NBA players that grew up in the inner city, and they told me what those pickup games were like in the summertime back east when it was 90 degrees and 90% relative humidity. Tell me about the pickup games you had as you were growing up and moving on.
Yeah, my dad's a firm believer in, you know, playing just to get better. He's not a real fan of a bunch of drills. So, you know, for as long as I can remember, I was always playing, you know, pickup games, trying to work on everything. So I just remember him being a lot of fun, very competitive. You know, people just wanted to get better. That's pretty much what I remember.
One of the things, Lonzo, I appreciate about your game is the fact that you have developed it. You have a flourish about it, but you've always been disciplined about it. You know, a lot of players, they can have a lot of fancy moves and everything else, but then maybe they'll throw the ball away or something like that. But that's never been a part of you. Where does that discipline come from?
I just do what's natural. You know, if the pass has to be fancy to get there, I'll do it. But if it has to be a regular pass, then, you know, I don't see the point in making it fancy for no reason. So I just do whatever has to be done and whatever comes natural to me.
How do you deal with the expectations of somebody drafted as the number two overall pick and of course, somebody that has had the spotlight on them for such a long period of time?
Yeah, just go in there, you know, handle your business and, you know, just keep putting work in. I feel like, if you keep working, everything will pan out.
Your dad made some comments about the comparison of you to Steph Curry and everything, and I thought when I heard those comments, I thought to myself, that's really not fair to you to put that type of pressure on. How did you look upon those comments?
My dad always talks like that ever since I was a kid, so I'm used to him, you know, saying stuff like that. So I didn't look at it any type of way, but, you know, obviously that was the first time the media kind of got used to him and stuff, so everybody ran with it. But, you know, for me, that's a normal thing coming out of his mouth.
Has your dad always been a great trash talker?
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about the game your brothers have as well. How are they developing as players, and how good are they going to be?
Yeah, well, we're all different. I'm a point guard, and then the middle one, Jello, he's just a pure scorer. So he's always run the wing his whole life. He's probably the best shooter at us three. And then the little one is like a combo. He has a little bit of point guard, a little bit of shooting guard in him, so he can do both.
How did you approach the year at UCLA? What were you going to try to learn to do in that 1 year? Because it was stated early that you were going to just be there 1 year and then move on to the NBA. How did you use that year?
Yeah, I just wanted to get, you know, as much learning from Coach Alper as I could and, you know, just get in the gym and just work on my craft before I had to get drafted. So just try to do whatever I can, you know, to get ready for the league and just pick up anything I could.
You know, that's an interesting point because you had such a great summer league. You were the MVP of the summer league in Las Vegas. What did you see down there or learn in going up against other high caliber and even pro competition that maybe you didn't know before you got into that competition?
Yeah, well, guys are definitely bigger and faster, you know, but it's pretty much everything every time you go up a level. And then some of the defensive, you know, tactics are a little different. You can, you know, it's a little bit more physical. And, you can't be in the key for over 3 seconds, so it's a little different.
Tell me a little bit about your interaction with Luke Walton, your coach with the Lakers. A young guy, certainly I got to know him up here with the Golden State Warriors. What was your first impression of him?
I like him. You know, he's definitely a player's coach. That's always good. And, you know, this early, you can already tell that he wants to play fast, so that definitely helps my game a lot.
At the end of August, you and the family, your mother, father, and brothers premiered in their Facebook reality show called Ball in the Family. Tell me a little bit about that.
Basically, you know, just what we do day-to-day basis. You know, my dad came to us before we had it all started and was like, if you guys want to do this, you know, let me know. He told us everything, and we went forward and did it, and I'm glad we actually, you know, decided to do that.
Can it be intrusive having reality cameras in front of you for long periods of time?
At first, it was definitely weird because, you know, obviously you get attention from the media and stuff during basketball, but it's not the same as, you know, when you're filming a TV show. So at first, it was kind of weird, but then, you know, after we got to know everybody and everybody became friends and stuff, it was pretty easy.
You know, when I think about you, you've got talent. You've certainly got a lot of pressure on you as well. You're going into the NBA. You've got to have a sense of humor along the way. Have you realized that, and is that beginning to develop a little bit so you can kind of be guarded on certain things and have fun with them?
Definitely. You know, I'm not – a lot of people think I'm just like a robot, but I'm not like that at all. You know, I think when you watch a TV show, you get to see me having, you know, a lot of fun.
What makes you laugh?
A lot of stuff makes me laugh. A lot of people in my family say I'm goofy, so, I mean, I laugh at a lot of things, especially my brothers.
Yeah, one of the things that I know, Lonzo, is the fact that the real strength in the family usually comes from the mother. And in your case, you mentioned about your mom being a basketball player and everything. Tell me a little bit about her strength and her guidance in your family.
Yeah, my mom has a big influence on us. You know, like I said, my mom and my dad have always been there for us. And my dad kind of handles all, you know, the athletics and stuff. But as far as, like, schooling and everything like that, my mom took care of. So, I mean, it's pretty even. My dad would cook in the morning, breakfast every day. And my mom would cook dinner every night. So they're just always there for us. And they're just always supporting us.
What's the best piece of advice she ever gave you?
Just stay true to yourself. You know, she knows me better than anybody. And yeah, she just said stay true to myself. You know, God has a plan, and everything's going to work out.
Are you happy with your debuted rap single, Mellow One?
Yeah, I was glad I got a chance to do that for him. You know, I know he had the shooting and stuff, and they said they needed a song for him. So I figured I'd just go ahead and make one.
Yeah, that's a different avenue. What did you learn about music or is there some similarities to basketball?
I mean, a lot of basketball people want to be rappers, and a lot of, you know, rappers want to be basketball players. So I feel like it's always been like that. But, I mean, music's always been there for me. So, I mean, like I said, it's just fun.
Lonzo, I've certainly enjoyed this conversation, and I urge people to check out Ball in the Family, which has premiered on the Facebook reality show. This is a good show. I've seen some of it already. Take care, my friend.
Thank you. You too.
Lonzo Ball, again, second overall pick of the 2017 NBA draft by the Lakers. We've got you on America's Sports Talk Show.